meeting to order. Stand for the pledge.
Salute, pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okie dokie. Just let the record reflect that all board members are present, and we will move on to the superintendent report.
Okay. First of all, I placed in front of you a flyer that looks like this. It's about the Wheatland Community Pool. They're gathering information. Nobody's required to be there. You can go Facebook Live if you want to go on it or whatever. They're holding it. The first one is this Saturday from 11 to 1 in the Bear River parking lot, so they can walk over to the site. And then on the back of the flyer, it shows the other ones too. On the back of the flyer, you'll see about 8 different pools that they just put out there so people can see what they look like. But just to give you an example, Gaucher Park was about $25 million to build. So, you know, that's when you look at the pools, there's going to be a significant difference in the OPUD pool in Olivehurst versus Gaucher Park. Okay.
Or East Nicholas, right?
Or East Nicholas, yeah. So, anyways, this is just I did put it on our Facebook page, and it's on Friends of Wheatland and all that, and they're just gathering information at this point. And then I'll go over a few items of interest, maybe. 5 minutes? Okay. So you probably know this, but Yuba and Sutter counties will remain in the red tier. It's basically our test, but we have to lower our test positivity rate to move into the orange tier. But honestly, tiers are kind of going away pretty soon. So vaccinations, I just thought I'd report, since I ask everybody to report to me, that we have 112 employees or board members or subs that we put through that have received both doses. We have 9 that have received their first dose and they're waiting for their second sometime either this week or next. We have 13 that originally said they were going to get their vaccine but have yet to sign up for one. And we have 71 that currently are opting out. I also want to report that those of you that are aware, COVID leave was put into place last year and it expired on December 20th. And then we continued to have it in place, even though you didn't have to. Well, the governor signed a new thing and retroed it back to January anyways. So it was a good thing we allowed it because we would have had to go back and reimburse all those people their leave. But I wanted to report out that from March 2019 to December 2020, the district provided 267 days of leave under COVID. So it does not come off their sick leave or anything like that. It just leave, kind of like bereavement leave, that type of thing. And then from January 21st to present, we have provided 75 days of leave. Now, what that means is that those days off are due to either somebody having COVID, being a close contact, caring for somebody else that may or may not have COVID, or vaccine related.
What was your first number?
267.
So if we get the money, the reopening money, is that something we could put back into our general fund that we've had to pay out?
Yeah, we probably can. We're still waiting for all the, for the subs that we had to pay out for, we should be able to reimburse ourselves for that out of that money.
Okay.
I did want to tell you that I attended 2 4-hour Zoom meetings this week with legislators in Sacramento about the budget. They're on the budget committee and the education committee. It was very clear during this 8-hour amount of time that they all are saying that in the fall, we will be back to school with a normal school year. However, they are saying that we will still be required to have masks, but they will probably have much less strict social distancing rules, which means they would be able to eat lunch in the cafeteria and so on and so forth. Now, of course, that's today they're saying that, and we'll see what happens. But we're definitely planning on having all of our students back in the fall. There's also a strong desire for districts throughout the state of California to increase their learning time for students by extending the day, extending the year, having a mandatory kind of month-long summer school or whatever else you can do to extend the learning time for students. Of course, they also acknowledge that this is something that would need to be negotiated and can be quite expensive. I just wanted to report, since we are, our TK through 5 are back for a modified full day. When I say modified full day, they're there for the same number of teaching hours. It's just they're not there as long because we're not doing lunch on school. But just to give you a comparison, the absent rate on Friday, which was a hybrid day, compared to Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at each of our sites. So Bear River, 4th and 5th. On the Friday, which was hybrid, they had 21 students absent. On Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, when we were back full, they had 7, 13, and 11, so significantly better attendance. Lone Tree, Friday, there were 24 out. Tuesday was 16, Wednesday 17, Thursday 19. Still a high number of kids out, but better than it was. Wheatland Elementary was significantly different, 28 on Friday, and back they were on Tuesday 9, Wednesday 13, and today 16. And then Wheatland Charter Academy, Friday they had 8 out. Tuesday, they're the only ones that went the opposite way. Tuesday they had 10, and then Wednesday 7, and Thursday 5. So it gives you an indication that most of our students that can come back have come back. At this time of the agenda, I'm going to move on to the enrollment report. At this time of the agenda, we had 1,265 students. 837 of them were in our TK through fifth grade, 366 were in the middle school, and 62 were on the HBIS program. Overall, we have 94 students less than we had last year at this time and 4 less than last month. We had 103 students in the preschool program, which is the first time we've broken 100 this year, which is 7 more than last month, but still 25 less than last year. So that is it for my superintendent's report. Happy to answer any questions.
Any questions? Okay, we will move on to our retirement recognition. Yeah, that word.
So Trish is on Zoom. Wave your hand, Trish. Yeah, so Trish is up there. We are recognizing Trish today for her retirement. If you could, I thought you were going to be here, so I'll just read what I wrote, and then we have a little gift for you that Melissa will get to you, okay?
Oh, thank you.
All right, so Trish, I hope you accept our best wishes as you enter your retirement life from the Wheatland School District. Trish was actually done working back in November when she took a leave to care for her mom and decided to extend that leave for the rest of her life. She did plan on returning, but decided to retire, and we're very happy for her. Trish has been with the district since 2008. I've been fortunate enough to work with her for the past 11 years. Trish was first employed in 2008 as a part-time secretary. She then moved to a full-time secretary partway through the 2010-11 school year. In 2014, Trish moved to an administrative assistant position at Lone Tree and took on the challenge with all the skills necessary. In 2017, Trish moved to Wheatland Elementary and spent her remaining years running that school. I mean, as an assistant.
You got it.
Got it, yeah. We all know who runs the school.
That's right.
Trish has been a fabulous employee of our district, and she will be missed. She has always had the get it done employee attitude and never complained. Her positive attitude and great work ethic are going to be hard to replace. Trish, may you have all the success in your future. Travel lots, Make every moment enjoyable with your family. Good luck and please stay in touch. You were a great employee and a joy to have. Please accept this retirement bell right here. We can't pass it to you right now, but we'll get it to you as a token of our appreciation for all you have done for our district, the staff, and the students. We will miss you.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I'm really excited, and I am going to do all those things you were talking about.
Good.
I just got back from Kansas City, moving Kelsey over there, and now she is actually doing the administrative assistant position at the school there. So, yes, we'll see what happens.
Well, congratulations, and thank you for all your years of service. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, we will move on to communication from the public. Do we have any communication from our public? It's the only time you'll see Rochelle DeBrito quiet.
None.
Okay, we will move on to the consent agenda. Any questions or comments about the consent agenda? If not, I will entertain a motion to approve it.
I move that we approve the consent agenda.
First?
Second.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? Okay. We will move on to our action items. First one is 5.1, the WESS Sunshine to the District, or West Sunshine to the District.
So I'll tell you what both these are. They, before we go into negotiations with any labor group, we have to sunshine to the board what we'll be talking about in negotiations. So WES is the secretary's unit, and so they had turned in their negotiable items. You're allowed to negotiate typically always pay, benefits, and then up to three other items, two to three other items in your contract. So WES put theirs together. Their contract would be from 2020 to 2023. And the next one is our proposal back to them about the things that we're going to talk about. So other than that, there's nothing else in the contract that you talk about during negotiations, unless you both mutually agree to do so. So I just have to bring it to you for your approval before we can sit down and negotiate. You can take these separately or you can take them together. It's up to you. And I can answer any questions that you may have.
Any questions or comments? Don't tell Trish that we've decided we're going to up the, you know, pay by like triple for the, you know. If I have no comments or questions, I will entertain a motion to approve 5.1 and 5.2.
Make a motion to accept 5.1 and 5.2.
First.
Second.
First and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. With that, we will have board comments. Any board comments? Okay. With that, we will close our meeting and we will go to closed session. Thank you, everyone.